Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Moed Katan, Daf Tes, Moed Katan 9a, pagination 17, but we'll start on the facing page on the topic of getting married during Yom Tif. So we're on Ches Amud Beis 8b, pagination 16, just below the middle of the page, Masnisin, a new Mishnah, which states, Ein nosim noshem b'moed, not allowed to get married during Yom Tif. Mipnei shesimcha hi lo, because it is joyous. Skip down to the Gemara at the end of a line. V'chi simcha hi lo may have, so it's joyous. What's the problem? You're not allowed to be joyous? What's the problem? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, drop down two lines in the beginning of a line, Lefi she'ei ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because you're not allowed to join one joy with another joy. Tosfos mentions this is similar to the principle of Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You don't do mitzvos as bunches. You give each one its proper due. And over here, we're going to focus on this joy, which is Yom Tif. And when you want to enjoy the marriage, it has to be at a different time. You got to find a time when libo panui, when his heart is able to concentrate and give each one its proper due. Rabba bar Rav Huna Omar, the second opinion, gives a slight variation on that theme. Because he's leaving the joy of the holiday and joining the joy of his wife. And those are supposed to be mutually exclusive, each given their proper focus. If you skip down another three lines at the end of the line, there's actually a pasuk that is cited, v'samachta b'chagecha, you should enjoy your holiday, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, your holiday and not your wife. You don't start off a marriage during the holiday. Now, at first glance, these first two reasons as to why you're not allowed to get married during Yom Tif, and there will be another two reasons mentioned in a moment, but the two reasons that are given, which are both variations on the theme of focusing on Yom Tov Simcha rather than on the marriage Simcha simultaneously, these two reasons that are being given that are focused on Simcha seem to have a nafkamina, a difference. Because if you word the reason, Lefi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, you're not allowed to join one simcha with another, it sounds like a global theme, and it would include all kinds of other simchas. Tosfos asks whether a person is allowed to make the meal of a bris milah during Yom Tif, including Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to make the meal of a Pidyon HaBen, redemption of the firstborn, during this time? And the question is, regardless whether it's the proper day, or perhaps you did the mitzvah previously but couldn't make the party, and now you want to make the party, are you allowed to do that party during Yom Tif, during Chol HaMoed? According to the reason of Lefi She'eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, it would seem that you're not allowed to, because any Simcha should not be joined with the Simcha of Yom Tif, whereas if your reason is worded as don't leave the Simcha of the Regel to enjoy the Simcha of your wife, so that would seem to be limited to the joy of one's wife, which is an extreme simcha, and that's not able to be done simultaneously and still give each one its proper due. But other types of simchas of a lesser nature, you would be allowed to do during Yom Tif. The fact is, if you look at the bottom Taisvis, the very last words on the page, Od yesh lomar, it appears, delo chashivi simcha besimcha kim sudas nesuim levad. It's only the meal of a marriage that's considered a significant enough simcha to forbid it during Yom Tif. So if you have a birthday party and you want to make it during Yom Tif, you have the meal of Mila or the meal of Pidyon HaBen, etc. Taisvis is telling us that these are not a problem regardless of the way the reason was worded. It's still going to allow a simcha of a lesser nature. And that's how the Mishneh Berurah brings it in Taf Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. The Gemara continues and tells us of another two reasons as to why we're not allowed to make a marriage during Yom Tif, including Chol HaMoed. Three lines from the bottom, Ula Omar, Ula said, Mepnei HaTorach, because it takes a lot of work, and you're not allowed to do such tircha during Yom Tif. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Omar Mepnei Bitul Pirya V'Rivya. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha approached it from a very different angle. The problem is that if you allow marriages during Yom Tif, people will not get married at other times. They will wait for Yom Tif because they can make one meal for Yom Tif and for the marriage, and it's a two-for-one deal. He's not talking about the reason of Simcha that we mentioned earlier, that you won't be able to focus for each one. He's talking about that the result will be that Chasnas will be delayed. People will not get married. They'll push it off for Yom Tif, and there'll be numerous months that a person could have been married and was not. So we have three reasons. Simcha, however we word the reason of Simcha, but you can't give each their proper due. Torach, there's too much work in making a chasna, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that during Yom Tif. And Bitul Pirya V'Rivya, if you allow chasnas during Yom Tif, then people will wait till then, and they won't get married when they're ready to get married. Meisvei, let's ask the following question, which will bring us on to today's daf. Kol elu she'omru, all of these cases, asurim lisa b'moed, are forbidden to get married during Yom Tif. Nevertheless, mutarim lisa erev haregel, you're allowed to do those marriages before the Yom Tif, even though the sheva brachas will extend into Yom Tif, and that's fine. Kasha lekulhu, it would appear to be a question on all three reasons for not getting married during Yom Tif. If it's an issue of simcha, so you're continuing, you're doing something right before Yom Tif that will cause you to be besimcha over your wife rather than the Yom Tif. Tircha is going to continue into Yom Tif with sheva brachas, and bitul pirya v'rivya, if you allow sheva brachas during Yom Tif, then perhaps people are going to push off chasnas until Erev HaRegel, right before the Yom Tif, so that they can get this two for one type of deal. And the Gemara answers lo kasha, it's not a kasha. It's very easy to understand why both of these rulings are true. Lamanda Amar Mishum Simcha, if the issue is joy, Iker Simcha Chad Yomahu, the main joy is the first day. And once the first day is passed, there's no contradiction to being married and having a Yom Tif, even though it's Sheva Brachas. Laman Doma Mishum Tircha, if the issue that you're discussing is inconvenience and exertion, Iker Tircha Chad Yomahu, the real exertion is on the first day, the day of the Chasna. Laman Doma Mishum Bitul Pirya V'Rivya, and if your issue is that people are going to push off the chasnas until closer to Yom Tif, l'chad yomo l'mashi inish nafshei, if there's only one day that he can make the chasna, which is the day right before Yom Tif, in order to cause overlap into Yom Tif, A person's not going to push off the chasna for that. Had the entire Yom Tov been available to make chasnas, a guy would do that. But if it's just for one day, pushing it off like that for the Erev Yom Tov, we're worried Dilma Misrami Milsa, maybe something will happen, and he'll end up not being able to get married on that day, and he won't be able to get married a whole Yom Tov. And it's not such an opportune way to set dates for chasnas. The Gemara continues and says, how do you know that you're not allowed to join one simcha with another? And we learn it out from the way Shlomo HaMelech made the inauguration ceremony by the first Beis HaMikdash. The wording of the pasuk is that he did it, last of the small lines, shivas yomim arba osar yom. 7 days, 7 days, for a total of 14 days. And the explanation here is that there was Sukkos at that time of year, and the 7 days preceding Sukkos, including Yom Kippur, he made a celebration for the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash for a total of 14 days. And the question, of course, is why didn't he overlap the two joys at once? And the Gemara concludes that because the pasuk words it 7 days for this and 7 days for that, for a total of 14 days, the pasuk itself is indicating that you're not supposed to have overlap of two substantial simchas. The Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, Tavkuf Mem Vav, footnote 5, asks the question if you're allowed to do a Chanukas Habayis, a housewarming, during Chol HaMoed. And one reaction certainly is that we mentioned different types of simchas, and we said that unless a simcha is the level of a marriage, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to make a birthday party, you're allowed to make a suda for a bris milah, for a pidyon haben, all of that is fine. So certainly you're allowed to make a simcha of Chanukas Habayis. However, he objects and observes that the source for simcha, and ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, is from the Chanukas Habayis, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. So it would seem that an inauguration is not permitted to be simultaneously done with the Chag, with the holiday. And he answers that perhaps Simchas Beis HaMikdash is somehow on the level of a Simchas Nesuin, and that's why it was prohibited. If we think about it, it actually makes tremendous sense, because the Beis HaMikdash represented the love palace between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that celebration was not a regular Chanukas Habayis of a home. That was a major Chanukas Habayis compared to a Nisuin, compared to a marriage between Hashem and us. And therefore, it was prohibited to be done together with Sukkos. And therefore, it was Shivas Yomim, Arba Asar Yom. But anything of a lesser nature than a Nisuin, such as a regular Chanukas Habayis, would be permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.